If we were standing inside this room with it completely black and somebody flipped on the lights and we saw this table out in the middle of the room, would we say, oh, look what the light did? The light created a table. No, the light just showed you what was there all along. That's what the Holy Spirit is doing on the inside of you. He is there to unfold, uncover, and reveal what's been there all along.
Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Today, Kenneth Copeland and Jeremy Pearson show you how the Word of God is like a seed. Learn the process of how God's love grows and leads to your deliverance. Now here's Kenneth.
Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory podcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland. Jeremy Pearson is with us again today, and we are going to rejoice in some things from the Word of God that's going to absolutely take you from where you are into a more wonderful, better place, praise God, of faith and life in the love of Christ Jesus. Yeah. Father, we thank you for it. It's so. We're there. We're reaching into you, and you have already reached out to us, and we receive it. We believe the love.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Jimmy, this has really been good,
man. I've enjoyed it.
It's just been not just an enjoyment, but it's really helped me. So
praise the Lord.
Let's get right back into it. Take us right back into it. We're talking about the reality of redemption. Now, you talk about that. There is the reality of the new birth. Mm-hmm. We are really born again. The reality of righteousness. In Christ Jesus, we are the righteousness of God. Righteousness is not you've been saved long enough to get good. Mm. No. The moment you got saved, you were made the righteousness of God. Now, we walk and grow in holiness and grow in faith and all these things. But you are right with God the minute Jesus becomes your Lord and Savior. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
And He doesn't see you bad.
Right.
He called you right.
Yes, He did. I'm so glad.
there's the reality of greater is He that's in us than He that's in the world. God inside minded, righteousness minded instead of sin consciousness thinking and so forth.
Yeah.
All these things, they are real.
Yeah.
You really are. It's not just something you just kind of joined.
Yeah.
It has really happened to you just this way.
Can I tell you something else that I'm really, really? I am really, really, really filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah, amen. There's something about that when you received the fullness of the Holy Spirit and you began to speak and pray and praise in that supernatural language. Now I'm filled with the Spirit. Don't look at it like that. You continually walk in His fullness, and you just get fuller and fuller and fuller.
Time.
But to be being, actually, the text says being filled.
Yeah.
Being filled. You're in this fullness process all the time. Mm-hmm. That is a marvelous place
yes,
to be.
Yes, it is.
Wonderful place.
I love when Jesus began to unfold to His disciples and to us the ministry of the Holy Spirit, John 13, 14, 15, 16. And He said a few key things in there. Everything He said was key, but there's some things that stand out to me. And He said, you know, you're going to be My witnesses. What makes somebody an effective witness? Are you an effective witness in a trial, in a courtroom setting, if you didn't see or you didn't hear anything?
No.
No. A witness is somebody who has seen and somebody who has heard. And Jesus said, you will be My witnesses. Now, you and I talked about this before, but neither you nor I have ever seen Jesus in the flesh. So how are we going to be His witnesses? by the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He said he will not speak of his own authority. He'll take what is mine and give it to you. He'll bring to your remembrance. He'll tell you things to come. He'll be your guide into all the truth. And it's through the ministry of the Holy Spirit that you and I are witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ.
I can tell you this, too. I've proven it in my own life, and I've seen it untold numbers of times. I don't know, thousands and thousands and thousands of examples of it. You're never going to go very far without manifestation of the Holy Spirit in your life. Mm-hmm. And not just the gift of tongues, not just but he said you'll receive power when you receive the Holy Spirit. He wasn't majoring in the tongues. The tongues are important because it's part of the power. But the thing that we must realize, this is not optional. He didn't leave it optional. He said, you go and don't leave till it's manifest in your life because you'll be my witnesses.
Yeah.
So don't get into a religious argument about it. Jesus said it, do it.
Yeah.
Because he's available to you right now. And he made it so easy that it is almost too easy for your struggling head to get hold of it, you know.
You get a glimpse of the necessity of it when you realize you're not effective without him.
Not at all.
The disciples had a little taste of this before Jesus left. You remember we talked about this, I think. He called the 12 to him and he sent them out. And the scripture says he gave them power over unclean spirits, over sickness and disease. And he said, go preach the kingdom and heal the sick. Now, the only thing that made them effective, and they were, they came home and said, the scripture says, they told him all things that had happened. What had happened? We did what you did, Jesus, and we said what you said, and I saw the way you laid hands, and I did it, and the same thing happened. Now, what made them effective in ministry? The power that he gave them to go and do that in. Now, when he introduced the ministry of the Holy Spirit, he's saying, that same power you can live in, live under, and minister through all the time now. If I were to stay here, you'd be limited in this. But because I go, it's to your advantage, because when I go, the Helper comes. And one of the, I would say, the chief thing that the ministry, that the gift of the Holy Spirit, and that's what he is. Jesus is a gift from the Father to us. The Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit is a gift from Jesus to us. He is a gift. He is the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I would say the chief thing that he is in our lives for is to reveal and unveil Jesus. That's what Jesus said. He's going to show you. He's going to tell you what I speak.
This has been the key element in my own life where the anointing is concerned. I saw this in Jesus' message that he preached in Luke 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, and so forth and so on and so on. That list of things. Mm-hmm. And the Lord had me go back and read that over and over and over. And it finally just, you know, it'll do you sometimes. Whoa! I read that all these other times, but look here.
Yeah.
And it was like this. The Spirit of the Lord was on Jesus, for the Spirit of the Lord had anointed him to preach. And Jesus anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. Mm-hmm. With the same anointing. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for Jesus anointed me to do what the Spirit anointed him to do.
Mm-hmm.
You see the chain of command then. And he has anointed us to do this. Now, here's another thing you need to get. Not everybody in the whole body of Christ is an apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, or teacher, but everybody in the body of Christ is a preaching witness. Mm-hmm. You are a preacher. You are to declare He is alive, and you're supposed to have the Spirit of God in your life that proves it.
Yeah.
And that's just the way it is. But the chain of command there is so vital and so important in our thinking, in the imagination and the pictures of our mind, that Jesus has anointed you and me, anybody else that's accepted Him as Lord and Savior. He has provided the Holy Ghost, and He has anointed you to preach that He is alive, mm-hmm. and the Spirit of the Lord is there on you the same as is on Him.
Yeah. And you'll never understand the things that you and I have been discussing over the last couple of weeks without the Holy Spirit. Now, redemption is such a topic or a how do I want to say this? It's so living and so broad that there E.W. Kenyon said it like this. He said there's a legal side to it,
and there's a vital side to it.
A living side. Yeah. Right. Now, a lawyer, if you were to collect and arrange and organize everything that took place in the Word from the fall of man and then the introduction of the law and then the coming of Jesus and what Jesus did, and you were to show that to a lawyer could look over that at the way he would look over a brief and say, yes, this is correct. The punishment has fallen on this individual, and according to this group here is free to go.
Mm-hmm.
But without the indwelling Holy Spirit, it'll never excite you. Mm-hmm. You'll never see it as it applies to you. See, there is that legal side of it, and we must know it. We must know that what took place was done right, it was done in order, it was done legally, and God was just in the way He did it. He was just in justifying you. He was just in making the sinner righteous. He was just in that. But the living side of it is Colossians chapter 1, in Him we have redemption, or in Him, same principle applies here, we are having redemption.
Yes.
Now, the only way you're going to see that, I could say that to you and you'll get excited about it, but to somebody who's not received the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, it's okay. I've read that before, you know.
It doesn't have any reality to it, and that's what we're talking about, is mm-hmm. reality. And the Spirit of God is that reality. He brings it to that place. I was questioning the Lord on this level of this one time. I said, Lord, I'm inquiring of You, sir. Why is this true? A person of great wealth, you come to me or anybody else and say, you don't know me, but I know you. Mm-hmm. And I have made certain provisions for you that before today you didn't know anything about. But now here's the documents. I just need you to sign this right here, because I have already deposited in your bank account $25 million. It's for you. It's yours. Mm-hmm. Why did you do that for me? Because I love you. Like I said, you don't know me, but just go to the bank and see you. It's there, brother. And all of these different provisions and all of this and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da and all these where's your pen? Just hush. Let me sign this thing, you know. You get so excited about it, you can't hardly breathe.
Yeah.
I said, but hey, I go to the Word of God and I see where God has done more than that. It is in my account. I said, why is it that I didn't get that slobbering excitement that I would get if some natural person told me that and handed me a natural contract and I signed it, and it's in a natural bank down here. Mm-hmm. Why did I get so excited over one and not the other? And here was the bottom line of it. When a natural person makes a natural promise to you, it is your flesh that gets excited over it. And, your mind and your fleshly being just goes wild about it. These are spirit words, spirit indwelt words. that are promised into your spirit. Mm-hmm. Your spirit will get excited about them. But it takes a while before it gets out here where your flesh is concerned. And that go-between there is that revelation of it. It is revealed to you.
Yeah.
It comes up out of your spirit, from the Holy Spirit into your spirit. And that's when that reality strikes you, and there's not anything out here that looks any different than it did 30 minutes ago, but you've been listening to this CD, you've been watching mm-hmm. this DVD, you've been reading the Word and studying it, you've been hearing these broadcasts, and it keeps coming, and it keeps coming, and it keeps coming, and suddenly you said, ha, did you see that? Oh, my yeah. goodness. And your spirit has risen up inside with spiritual imagination and the picture, the hope, the blueprint of the power of God and who you are in Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
And when your spirit gets excited about it, your flesh will soon follow, mm-hmm. and everything around you then begins to change, and it's permanent change, not just natural change, because
yeah.
that natural man that gave you that stuff, he could be a natural failure this time next week. You go right down with him.
Mm-hmm.
But when you realize that it's Jesus that gave it to you, and he said, all that the Father has is mine, and I say again that the Holy Spirit, when he comes, will take what's mine, and he'll show it unto you. And there's no chance of him failing.
Yeah.
There's no chance of the kingdom going down.
Mm-hmm.
And that growing, building excitement. The excitement of the Spirit is not like this, like the flesh does. When the Spirit gets excited, it goes into rest
yes,
mode.
It does. Yes, it does.
And it begins to say, ha, 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 I don't care what all the rest of them do.
Yeah.
Everything gonna be all right.
Yeah.
And when that peace and that wonders, it does get exciting. Your flesh get a hold of it and go screaming and hollering and running around the room. But when your flesh is tired and beat up and worn down, your spirit's still
yeah.
at peace and still knowing that I know that I know
yeah.
that I know that I know that I know I know. I just know and I know that I know what I know I know.
Sure.
That I belong to God, and he belongs to me, and my future is in good hands.
Yes, amen.
That's when people write songs about it, brother, and the song is just as anointed. It's when you sit down with your brain and you try to write some mental song, and it don't do anything. People may jump around about it. But when you get an anointed song that came out of that revelation, it's like amazing grace. It just lives on
yeah.
and on and on and on. It's one thing to sing Amazing Grace at a funeral and forget it once you walk out the door. It's another thing when Amazing Grace becomes amazing in your
yeah.
heart and in your mind. And when people sing it, it brings tears to your eyes, tears of joy. And you walk out of there knowing who you are in Christ Jesus. Jeremy, I'm telling you right now, it's flowing in me right now, but you and I preach out of that flow. We preach out of the Spirit. We set out more than not. We set out in broadcast like this to go one direction, and the Spirit of
yeah.
God starts moving, and we just follow Him,
yeah.
and you begin to say things you didn't know you knew.
Mm-hmm.
And oh my goodness. And when you're praying about your finances, you begin to know things you didn't know you knew.
Yeah.
And you begin to, oh yeah, and you begin to walk over here, and there's finances coming out of it you didn't know they were even available. And there it is.
I'll give you an example of this out of the Word. Jesus said to his disciples, asked them a couple of questions. Number one, he said, who do men say I am? They said, well, some say John the Baptist, some say you're the prophet, some say you're a teacher. And then he asked him a more important question, and he said, who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, not one of anything, the. What happened? Peter saw what everybody else saw. Everybody else could see Jesus, but Peter saw him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Some people looked at Jesus and saw a good teacher. The rich young ruler did that. Good teacher, what good thing must I do to inherit eternal life? He saw a good teacher. Jesus was a good teacher, but he was much more than that. Peter saw the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus said to him, you're blessed. Now, why was he blessed? Because he said the right thing? Well, he said, you're blessed because flesh and blood hasn't, what? Revealed this to you, but my Father.
Revelation knowledge.
This, you and I are sitting in a television studio right now. A lot of lights in here. It's a very well-lit room, a lot of bright lights. But when all these lights are out, we could come in here and it would be pitch black. And if we were standing inside this room with it completely black and somebody flipped on the lights and we saw this table out in the middle of the room, would we say, oh, look what the light did. The light created a table. No, the light just showed you what was there all along.
Yeah.
That's what the Holy Spirit is doing on the inside of you. He is there to unfold, uncover, and reveal what's been there all along.
This is why this is so important, and this is a bit of explanation about what revelation or revealed knowledge is. You and I go to recurrent flight training, or you go to class at school or something. You have an instructor in the front of the room that's teaching knowledge that they received from another human being. Well, they're teaching me, and I'm hearing this with my natural senses. Now, my natural senses are not perfect, and neither are his.
Mm-hmm.
So we're subject to error. I'm subject to hear something one way, and he meant it another. All of that, and we're natural knowledge is what school teacher wrote a book that taught the person that taught the school that taught them and wrote another book. But all of that's coming out of natural knowledge, even though you continue to grow and knowledge begins to expand. That don't mean it happens to be right. You may find out 10 years from now that wasn't right or it wasn't complete.
Set you on a wrong track.
We need to go back and correct that. But when you're studying this book, which was authored by the Holy Ghost, and you hear your pastor say something, and on the inside of you, boom, wow, you see that, and somebody may be sitting, did you see that? Well, and a lot of times I'll say that to Gloria, she'll say, yeah, I saw that. But sometimes you say that to somebody, and I didn't see anything. What are you talking about? Well, he heard the same word.
Yeah.
You've bypassed all of the natural parts that are flawed, and you have perfect information, perfect revealed knowledge, perfect understanding from the Holy Spirit, which is perfect in himself, and your reborn spirit, which is perfect.
Mm.
Your flesh is not, but your reborn spirit
is.
It has bypassed all of the faulty equipment and come direct God to your spirit. And then all of a sudden it came through and your mind said, ho, 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 wow, yeah. And it wasn't 30 seconds ago, I didn't even believe that.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes as a revealed knowledge. Yeah. That's the reason the Spirit of God and pay perfect attention to Him as best you possibly can is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And we're out of time. Brother Jeremy and I'll be back in just a moment.
Come to these exciting meetings. You're invited to join Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. Kenneth Copeland and Dr. Stephen and Kelly Swisher welcome you to the Behind the Mission Weekend, April 8th and 9th in Charlotte, North Carolina. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland will be in Langley, British Columbia for the Canada Victory Campaign, May 12th through 14th at the Langley Events Center. For more information, go to kcm.org.
Many years ago, I mean right at the very beginning of the television ministry, the Lord said, I want you to receive an offering on Friday. Friday is offering day. And the reason for that was in Galatians 6, as I read every time we come to this, don't be deceived, God's not mocked. Whatsoever man sows, that shall he also reap. For he that sows to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. He that sows to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life, Zoe, the life of God, everlasting. It's when you hear the Word, he began that by saying, let him that is taught in the Word, so you teach the Word all week long, let him respond unto him that teaches in all good things. Mm-hmm. So the thing about the Word of God, if you're in your church and your pastor's ministering and the revelation is coming and so forth, sow something, give something right now. I mean, mm-hmm. do it immediately, because when you sow in gratitude and appreciation, something comes from you into the hands of God, that's when that Word takes root inside of your spirit. Mm-hmm. You reap then when that Word begins to root. Mm-hmm. Now, by the instruction of the Spirit of God, Jeremy, I'm turning this offering over to you to receive this. You've been ministering all these last 2 weeks. You go ahead and minister the offering to people.
Very simply, our offering to the Lord is a response. Our whole lives as believers is a response. It is a response of faith to what God has done through Jesus and provided His grace for you. That's your whole life as a believer. I respond in faith to what He's done. And He has given us, He's allowed us to take material things and show that as a response, just as Galatians 6 said. So this is the instruction of the Lord this week and on offering day today. However it is in your heart to respond, respond. Give voice to your appreciation to God for what He's done in you and through you and for you, and get involved with, if it's this ministry, do it. But you find somebody preaching the Word of God, and you get involved with them, and you respond in faith to what God has done for you. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, he says this, he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. Sparingly and bountifully, those are not just amounts. That's an attitude of your heart. As a matter of fact, he goes on and says, let each one give as he purposes in your heart. I can't purpose in your heart. Only you can. And I want you to just go before the Lord for a moment and say, Father, would you have me get involved with this ministry?
Thank you, Jesus.
And if he says to do it, then you do it with a smile on your face. Lord, we thank you and we worship you today for what you're doing in the lives of these partners all over the world. And we respond to your goodness with an offering, and we pour it out of our hearts and we give it back to you in Jesus'
name.
Now,
Jeremy and I released that. The anointing of increase.
Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh, I tell you, it's good. We'll see you next time. Remember that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. For today's broadcast on DVD or CD, our product offer, or for more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit our website at kcm.org. While you're online, you'll discover a resource of faith-based teaching and free information to help you find the answers you're looking for. If you need prayer, call Kenneth Copeland Ministries prayer line today. When you walk by faith, everything is going to be all right.